G7 backs Israel, labels Iran source of instability. G7 leaders reiterated their support for Israel's security and identified Iran as a source of instability in the Middle East. The group said in a June 16 statement, the leaders of the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, France, Italy, Germany, the European Union, and host nation Canada also called for a de-escalation of hostilities in the region. Iran is the principal source of regional instability and terror. We have been consistently clear that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, the leaders said in the statement. They called for the resolution of the Iranian crisis and a broader de-escalation of hostilities in the Middle East, including a ceasefire in Gaza. President Donald Trump gave his blessing to publish the statement without seeing the final draft, saying aboard Air Force One that he had authorized officials to say certain things. Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Ismail Bakiyai lambasted the statement from the G7, describing it as containing one-sided rhetoric and showing a disregard for Israel's blatant aggression against Iran. Bakiyai said in a statement posted on the social media platform X that the G7 leaders have to call a spade, and accused Israel of unlawful attacks on our peaceful nuclear infrastructure. The path to regional stability requires an immediate end to Israel's aggression and accountability for its violations of international law, he said. The G7 must abandon its one-sided rhetoric and address the real source of escalation, Israel's aggression. The G7 statement was issued amid Trump's abrupt departure from the meeting in the Canadian Rocky Mountain village of Kananaskis, Alberta. President Trump had a great day at the G7. Even signing a major trade deal with the United Kingdom and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Much was accomplished, but because of what's going on in the Middle East, President Trump will be leaving tonight after dinner with heads of state, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said on X. After Trump and other leaders posed for a group photo at the G7 summit, the U.S. president said, "You probably see what I see, and I have to be back as soon as I can." Trump later criticized French President Emmanuel Macron following the Frenchman's assertion that the American leader's hurried departure was due to a U.S. offer of a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. There is indeed an offer to meet and exchange. An offer was made especially to get a ceasefire and to then kickstart broader discussions, Macron told reporters in Kananaskis. Later, in a post on Truth Social, Trump said his French counterpart was wrong. He has no idea why I am now on my way to Washington, but it certainly has nothing to do with a ceasefire. Much bigger than that, Trump wrote. Trump later said he wanted a real end to the nuclear issue with Iran, with Tehran giving up entirely on atomic weapons. He also suggested he may send U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance or U.S. Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Iranian officials. Trump made the comments aboard Air Force One as he departed the summit. He further said that Israel would not be easing strikes against Iran. You're going to find out over the next 2 days. You're going to find out. Nobody's slowed up so far, he said. Later, via a post on Truth Social, Trump said, I have not reached out to Iran for peace talks in any way, shape, or form. This is just more highly fabricated. Fake news. If they want to talk, they know how to reach me. They should have taken the deal that was on the table. Would have saved a lot of lives. Israel attacked Iran on Friday in what it called Operation Rising Lion, describing it as a preemptive strike to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. Since then, Israel and Iran have exchanged blows, with Iranian officials reporting 224 deaths, mostly civilians, while Israel said 24 civilians had been killed.